This is a podcast by Steve McGowan on H808. Security and the implementation of e-learning. This is a short presentation on the problems we're having at Enge College at the moment implementing e-learning. The issue really is the development team want access to Web 2 applications, Google Docs, video, etc. And the IT infrastructure and support team are trying to screw down the security to prevent the movement of data from outside of the school. Now, this is quite an important issue as it will affect quite considerably an e-learning practitioner. What tools would one want to use if you haven't got access to Web 2 applications? Currently, the Moodle site is located on the internet, but it's accessible from within the college as well. However, Google Docs and videos, etc., will not run through into the college. So we have the situation where practitioners are designing material, putting it on the Moodle site and accessing it from outside the college. But as soon as they move into the college area, they can no longer access some of the components. Now, this is quite a considerable problem because we need to overcome this before we can move forward. Other issues at the college that may well affect the implementation of e-learning is at the moment there is really no one that would consider themselves to be an e-learning advisor. So there is no advice being offered to teachers. There is no workshops on the implementation of the VLE. And there's very little support in the production of materials. Another problem which will have to be overcome. At the moment, they're relying on the professional approach of a teacher to develop learning material that would sit onto the VLE. Things like quizzes and teaching material, reading material that can be accessed, but without the reliability of knowing that as soon as you go into the college you can still access this material, then there's a reluctance to actually use e-learning until the senior management team can resolve this with the IT infrastructure and support team. This has just been a quick introduction to a security issue and a particular problem that I'm facing at Enge College, but it does open up the area in so much that many e-learning practitioners think they've got access to YouTube, Web 2, different video clips that are available online, Google Docs, Facebook, and different tools that we would perhaps normally use, and in reality we haven't.